The WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A standoff between the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Florida's two Indian tribes is threatening to derail an Everglades restoration project. The work is supposed to help undo decades of damage to tribal lands and the Big Cypress Swamp caused by flood control. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us more about a crucial meeting that happened yesterday.
For the last 20 years, the Seminole and Miccosukee tribes and the Army Corps have been struggling to come up with a way to fix damage on about 500,000 acres of swamp. The problem started when the Corps drained it decades ago to make way for development. Patty Power represents the Seminole Tribe of Florida. At a restoration task force meeting in Washington, she said the whole reservation was impacted.
Especially a part of the reservation in the southwest corner called the native area that has been very highly impacted by lack of water to it.
The Miccosukee tribe has the opposite problem. Too much polluted water from the north is choking marshes. Shandon Estenos is the chief operating officer for the Everglades Foundation.
Literally, they are being pushed off of their federal reservation by a plume of exotics that is impenetrable to man or beast.
Now, the government wants to take property that will be flooded as part of the plan to restore the land. Some of the property includes hunt camps owned by Miccosukee tribal members. Gene Duncan is a hydrologist for the tribe.
We'll just raise the camps higher. So it's not necessary to take the lands away from people.
He says the tribe is also angry over another Western Everglades project. For that, he says the Corps took some Indian land, but provided flood protection for non-Indian land.
So we're talking about environmental justice here. The Indian land gets condemned and taken away. The non-Indian land gets flood protection.
At the meeting, Jacksonville Commander Andrew Kelly told the task force they'd reached a stalemate.
After many efforts, we don't have consensus, and we don't think, and I don't think, that this can move forward.
To try to salvage the project, the task force agreed to take over negotiations. Kelly said he'll postpone his decision, but warned that if the property issues aren't resolved, he'll move forward. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.